Thank you so much for having me on the podcast today. I actually started writing as a next step as a book blogger. I would read books, write reviews, leave them on my blog, as well as Goodreads and all the major retailers. The funniest part, though, is I was not a writer or a reader until I had my daughter and life changed. If you're a mama or even a daddy, you can totally relate to this, that, you know, the things you used to do, you just can't anymore. I couldn't, you know, sit down at night and watch Grey's Anatomy or whatever else might be going on. But the joy of reading could happen no matter what. I could pause in the middle of a sentence. Might not want to, but I could. And it was just something I could take with me anywhere. So that's kind of how I started my journey as a writer, is that I was a reviewer first and I started writing reviews. It kind of expanded, and I kind of laugh at all of this because my daughter Carly is all throughout the process of me going from a reader to a writer. But she would go to dance, and my moms would ask me what books to read. And then one of them one day said, "Why don't you write a book?" And I kind of thought that was humorous, especially coming from a girl who didn't know how to write a book. But 10 books later, here I am. So just know that you start somewhere and you never know where this journey is going to take you. One thing that keeps me going when things get tough and things are hard, and sometimes, you know, that story's not going the way you want to, is my readers. I have a very faithful fan base. They are more like a family than just readers. I love meeting the ones that I have in person. There's some that I feel like I have met in person, and nope, we're just Instagram friends. And maybe one day when the world gets back to normal, we will get to meet in person. But they speak so much truth and encouragement when I need it. I also return the favor. I'm very close to them. If you hit reply on my newsletter, I'm going to be the one sending you a response. I just want my characters and my stories to be everything that they want them to be. Also, another thing is, my characters speak to me. And as crazy as that sounds, it is true. And the more you write, the more it will happen. And they will tell me, "Hey, no, you thought that this outline said you were supposed to go this way, but you go this way." And you do, and the storyline works out beautifully and perfectly. Another thing that I use in my inspiration is country music. If you read any of my novels, you will see that through and through. And a lot of times I can hear a song or a line in a song, and that might be the little piece that I'm missing within the pages of my story. So there are a lot of different elements that go into there of when I get in a rough patch to help me get beyond it. But it's always my readers, my characters, and music. Those three things will get me right back in the writing cave. So for you, if you're an aspiring writer, one thing that I want to encourage you about is, if you want to improve, is to keep writing. I look back at my first series until now, and I can see so much growth as a writer. I've even thought about going back and revamping that first series, but then that's like a piece of history to see my growth, so I have not done that. But it's like anything else. Practice makes perfect, and we all know as writers, we are not perfect when we write our sentences, and sometimes with grammar, we might need a little help. And that's why you pay a fabulous editor. So my biggest piece of advice is, if you're a writer, just keep writing. So today I wanted to talk about two things that kind of go hand in hand. One is dialogue, and the other is making characters believable. With both of those together, you can make an awesome story that readers will keep coming back for more and more. So when we think about dialogue, dialogue is the firsthand experience of a character. It's how the reader views the feelings, thoughts, and emotions of the character. It lets them kind of get in their head to see them from all sides, to make them real. It also allows the reader or us to know how a character interacts and feels about another character. By the way their demeanor is, by the way they say something to another character, you can easily know whether they like that character or not, or whether there's a positive or negative relationship. Without dialogue, there is no connection in the story. It misses the real-life aspect. It's like the glue that holds everything together. When making characters believable, it is super important that your book or storyline has believable characters that seem real, that seem like they could be your BFF that lives next door or whatever, because it allows your book to not seem fake, so to speak, or that you didn't spend all your time researching and it just didn't come through as being real. You as a writer, you must know your characters. And by knowing your characters, I mean who they are, what's their story, how do they intertwine with others within the pages, how do they look, act, react to events. And in doing this, one thing that I find super helpful is we all outline our books in some shape or form, whether it's you write it on a scratch sheet of paper and do like bulleted, or whether you do a plot diagram. There are so many aspects there, and characters, you cannot skimp on them one bit. I typically spend time with every character. I write down their name, how they dress, what they look like, what music they like, hair, eyes, I mean, you name it. I also now have a little assistant on this piece, which makes it fun because now my daughter, who I was talking about earlier, sometimes will help me with the basic pieces of a story and my characters and who they are, which makes it fun for me and her. So if you have someone to bounce some ideas off, that's great too. So if you make a character avatar, so to speak, just like a person who is going to open a business wants their perfect client or customer to come in the door, and most of those people do that, you need to do that with each one of your characters, especially the main ones within your story. It also gives you a quick reference if you have a moment in writing or like, oh gosh, were their eyes blue or were they green? You can easily look here and know. You can also do a character map of how all the characters intertwine and how their relationships are as you go through the story or even before the story. And then that way it allows for everything to intertwine as needed, as well as you to have a point of reference. Because say you write a series, you're going to need to go back and reference these characters as well. Another aspect of making characters believable is using real life experiences. Any writer or person in general can tell a story or an event that has happened to them better than one they have no clue about, have heard it on TV, or maybe done some research on, but don't have those real life experiences. You can draw off what you know and go for there. And I'm going to give you the best example that I can. I told you guys before that I was not a writer when I began writing the Full Circle series. In fact, I had no clue how to write a book, so I did what anyone would do. I thought about the most eventful time in my life, the people within the time frame, created a fictional story based off of the location, the people, and the rest is history. I enlisted my college friends, and if I wanted to describe a certain location, one might post it on Facebook and say, tell me what this is like in your five senses. And then I had all that data to go off of. So it was kind of fun for me in that aspect of taking an experience I had, making the storyline completely fake, giving my friends shout outs for helping me by letting their characters seep through, even though they all had different names, the school was different, all of those type things. But that was such an easy way for me to write a book, because I had that real life experience to have there. Besides the fact of what actually happened in the story and the storyline, I didn't have, but the location, the characters, all the bulk of the story, and the part that I wasn't so sure about as a first time writer, that allowed me to be successful there. So even today, after being a seasoned author for over 7 years, I use what I know. I write sweet Southern romances based in the Carolinas. It's who I am, and my readers keep coming back because of that consistency. Another thing that makes characters believable is research. And I know I've mentioned that and kind of been more on the negative side of research, but I don't mean that. Research, you have to know the facts, the culture, anything that the characters would need to know to make them believable. You have to do research in a story if you don't have the experiences, yes. But even if you do, sometimes you have to look from someone else's eyes to make sure you're not missing a piece. For me, like I said, in that first story, I used what I knew to do the setting, the characters, and the meat of that aspect. But there was one aspect of crime in that story that I did not know, and I did not know how the laws worked. So I had to do research for that piece to make sure that it was believable, to make sure that it fit the laws in the setting that I put it in. And that is super important in any aspect of writing a book. Also, in another story of mine, I have that a character gets discovered by a country music star and is signed to be his opening act. I didn't understand the ins and outs of touring the United States and how all that worked, so I did have to do some research there. You could do a couple of interviews with people. You could go follow people on social media and see how things work out. Proper research, though, shows your readers you know yourself and you did your work. The last thing I want to mention about characters is that you have to give them a strong voice. That allows them to stand out. If you read any of my novels, you will know that I write strong female leads. That is one major consistency that you will find in all of my books. One thing you can do is to give your characters a strong voice is to listen to them. And I know it might sound crazy, but given time, your characters will talk to you, especially if you write in the fiction world. Time and time again, they have told me, nope, you're not going left, you're going right on the storyline. They know who they are in and out. Let that voice shine through. And if they evolve and grow, that's okay too, because that gives hills and valleys to your character storyline. It doesn't make your book stagnant. It keeps the drama going. And that is another way to encourage character development. So as a whole, the two things that are important are in dialogue, making sure that it's authentic, that it fits who your characters are and their location, and making characters believable. You have to know who they are. As long as you are confident in who they are and what they will do and how they will react in that story, and you've done your research or you've used real life experiences, all of those things and all those pieces come together to make an amazing story.